With voters in the United States heading to the ballot booth on November 7th, office seekers are campaigning furiously. Americans are being bombarded with polls, debates, and political advertising.
I met Harold at the Playboy party.
Television ads, positive and negative, are a regular part of U.S. elections, just like speeches, handshakes, and endorsements. And in the voting booth, increasingly, electronic voting machines are too. About a third of voters will use them this election. Problems with traditional ballots in the 2000 presidential elections, such as the hanging chads in Florida, laid the groundwork for electronic voting machines, and their use has increased steadily since they were introduced in 2002. Electronic voting is meant to solve those problems and to make the process easier, faster, and more democratic. But there have been problems with the machines as well. At Princeton University, Professor Edward Felton used a mock election to demonstrate how machine tampering could easily and dramatically change results.
George Washington lost.
Many states don't require a paper record for the machines, making recounts slow and almost impossible. Other problems in recent primary elections included miscounts, frozen machines, and missing memory cards. Diebold Incorporated, the biggest maker of voting machines, says the problems have been taken care of.
In this case, I just simply touch next to the person's name on the ballot. It allows me to vote for that particular person. I cannot overvote on that ballot.
Not all agree. Cybersecurity consultant Stephen Spoonamore.
There is no system, electronic in the world, that cannot be hacked.
Prompting this candidate to tell his state's voters to use absentee ballots, and leading many to believe the integrity of electronic voting systems is an issue for this election, too. Paul Sisko, VOA News.